Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. We finished up our series, Evermore Proclaim, where we've been looking at how Christmas really reveals the song of your heart. During the series, we've looked at different Christmas carols that are famous, that really are kind of inspired by incredible truths from Scripture. But the songs become so familiar to us that oftentimes they kind of bypass our heart. We sing the songs because they're, almost memorized, but we don't really think about what they mean. And on Christmas Eve, we looked at O Holy Night. O Holy Night is one of the most famous Christmas songs and, popularized recently by Josh Groban and, just an amazing song. But I was reminded of this scripture from Luke chapter 1. It says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to the town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will have no end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, our relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. And I'm the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word be to me fulfilled. And the angel left her. It's a passage that's probably very familiar to us, and that's the story of the angel coming to Mary and mentioning to her and letting her know that she's going to give birth to Jesus. When I think about what it must have been like for her. This message is coming at a time when Israel was under the oppression of Rome. Rome was the world empire, and Israel was just one of their places that they had subdued. Israel wanted so desperately to have a king that would come and lead them away from Israel. But God had another plan. God had a plan to bring a savior to the world, to save the world from their sins, that this king would have an eternal kingdom that would last first and foremost in the hearts of men, that as people come to faith in Christ, they become part of the kingdom of God. And in the song, it talks about a thrill of hope. So one of the lines that stuck out to me is that there's just a thrill of hope. Imagine what Mary must have felt as she heard that message. Your son, Mary, the Son of God, is going to be the King of Kings. His kingdom will be eternal. I mean, it must have been amazing for her to even hear that. And I think we all know that when we have hope, there's nothing more impactful. There's nothing more deflating when we've lost it. And that's the thing I was reminded of, that Christmas is a picture, a reminder that God came to us, God with man. And Mary must have remembered all the way back to Isaiah 7:14, where the prophecy was that, a virgin shall conceive and shall give birth to a son. They shall call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. That's what Christmas means, God with us. And that should remind us of the hope that God has a plan, that God is carrying out his plan, and we are part of that when we come to him in faith. And that should give us incredible hope that no matter what happens, no matter what circumstances come our way, no matter how hard or how much incredible blessing we have, that God is trying to use our life for his plan and his kingship. God, I pray that you help us to cling to your hope in the midst of all circumstances, that as we celebrate Christmas, we remember that this is about you coming to us, God with us. God, help our hearts to cling to that, to be renewed in that, and to have our hearts full of joy and just rejoicing that you have come. We love you, Lord. It's in your precious son's name we pray. Amen. Take a second before you go on to your next thing. Just reflect on what it is that God came to us. God bless you.